Hey everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Fortifying Your Faith. I'm your host, Hayston Hanley, and I'm so glad you can tune in and be with us as we are bringing to a close this several month long study of being faithful and looking at people throughout the Bible who were examples of faithfulness. Over the next few weeks, this week, and then diving in through December, we're going to look at lessons we can take from all of this. Lessons that we can look at as our examples of truly and honestly how we can grow in our faith. And so we've got five episodes looking at growing our faith through study, through obedience, through difficulties, and then really distinguishing personal faith from inherited faith. And finally, we'll close out on December 28th, Lord willing, with how to develop faithful habits. But before we get into this, at the time of recording, I think this is actually just a day before the episode goes up, I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for coming back to the show once I started it back in the summer and then picked it back up in the fall. But thank you if you are just now finding it. We have reached, over the years that we've been doing this, 1,211 total listens as of, you know, about 30 minutes before I pressed record. And I just wanted to say thank you, as about 400 or 300 of those have been since we started back up in July. And that has just been a huge encouragement for me. But keep listening, because Lord willing, starting in January, we should have 13 or 14 episodes solely devoted to Christian evidences and apologetics. But before we get there, and before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's think about how to grow our faith through studying. Now, a lot of us know plenty of verses about this. Most notably, we can think about Romans 10:17, "So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We can look at plenty of passages throughout this. But the truth is if we wish to be faithful to God, if we wish to be faithful Christians, then we of necessity have to realize that we have to know God. We have to know what makes us faithful. We have to be people of His Word. Because if we don't know the Word of God, if we don't know the Bible, if we don't know any of that, then how is it that we could ever imagine being faithful? I want us to look at a few more passages real quick before we dive into two simple thoughts about being faithful through studying. We have to address the idea of what being faithful is. Hebrews 11, verses 1 and 2. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it," the "it" there being the very thing that's being discussed, faith, verse 1, "the elders," or those which came before, those of old, "obtained a good report." Skip down to verse 6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is God, He is existent, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." If we wish to take that mindset of being faithful, we have to spend time studying, because we have to be taught all of these things. We have to be taught who God is. We have to be taught how to obey Him, and we're not given just one idea. We're not just given one proof of the existence of God. We have tons of it throughout His Word. If there's anything that you're impressed by or you love to study, You love to study science. You love to study history, archaeology. You love to study anything like that. You see evidences for that, and you see proof for that in the Bible. And you see how that reflects right back to God. We have to be taught. And we have to do something with that knowledge. Psalm 119, the longest book in the Bible, or rather chapter in the Bible, the psalmist says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart." Why? Why is it that the psalmist is saying that they have purposed to store up the knowledge of God's word in their heart? The end of the verse gives us that direct idea. He says that I might not sin against you, or we would even be able to turn that negative around and just simply say that I might be faithful to you. We have to know God's word to be able to follow after him, to say that we're faithful, to grow ever closer to God. In fact, we can go over several more verses to Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That simple idea that they have purposed, that God's word is going to be the thing. God's word is going to be the very thing by which they are following. They are living their lives by saying, I'm going to follow after God's word. But we have to be willing to learn it. We have to be willing to turn away from saying, well, that's never how I've heard it before. That's never what I've thought before. We have to be willing to admit to ourselves, maybe we are in the wrong. Maybe we didn't know these things before. But we have to be willing to be taught. Paul, writing to his son in the faith, Timothy, the one which he encouraged, the one which was able to look at him as an example of what a preacher needed to be, Paul wrote to Timothy and said, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou, or teach, to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. We have to be faithful. The only way we can be faithful is by living the very things which God's word has taught us. And when we are faithful, we need to be using that to teach others how to be faithful as well. It's not just something that we magically have happened to us in the sense of we didn't know it, so therefore, poof, now we're faithful. It's an effort. It's something that we have to work at. It's something which we are striving to grow in the whole time. If we do not determine to be faithful, then we're not going to be faithful. We have to be taught, and by looking at what's being taught, by being faithful, by staying faithful, if you will, we see a lot of really wonderful blessings. Skip down if you're still in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Because Paul says to Timothy, after commit the things that I've taught you to faithful men, shortly thereafter he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, or needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you look at that practically, there is one simple idea. If we do not study, if we do not seek to be faithful, if we do not take the word of God and keep it within ourselves, we are not going to be approved unto God. If we don't look at his word that he has given us to see how we are to live, then we're not going to be approved on the day of judgment. the very book that we have that we can study and we can grow and we can be faithful and we can know about God and know about the importance of a soul. That's the very same book by which we are going to be judged on the day of judgment. If we do not take time to study that book and to be found approved unto God, let's put it this way. If you were given a study guide and told, you need to know this to pass this test. If you pass this test, you're going to have the best reward you can imagine. Wouldn't we want to sit down and study it? Maybe even the idea of, I'm going to give you this book. If you read it and you follow it and you live by it, you'll be able to retire at 45 years old as a millionaire. You'll have everything you could ever want. Would you sit down and study it? Would you put in the hard work, the effort, and the dedication to be faithful to what that has to say? I think most of us, in the sense of a working environment, that goal of retiring, that goal of not having to worry about bills or finances or anything else, we would love to be able to say that. But when it comes down to the fact that we're told, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have been given everything we need to have that home in heaven, to have that ultimate retirement of a Christian, that home in heaven, not needing to worry about anything. Why is it that we do not do what the book tells us? Why is it that we don't focus on being faithful and by putting our faith into action and understanding what that even means by studying? Because if we don't open our Bibles, how do we ever expect to be found approved unto God? When we stop and think, how can we be faithful? First of all, we have to study. We have to take that time to realize we have to carve out time in our supposed busy schedules for God. So that way we can grow, we can study, and we can be approved by God. Because if we're not approved by God, it doesn't matter. On the day of judgment, if we do not have that well done, thou good and faithful servant, I don't care who likes me. I don't care who I spent my time around. I don't care about any of that if we're not approved by God. Next week, Lord willing, we're going to take some time and think about how we can be faithful through obedience and how we can continue to have that. Now, I might see where you're already thinking, well, if you're faithful, then that's synonymous with being obedient. Well, being obedient can increase our faithfulness. So tune in next week so that way we can discuss and consider how we can continue to be faithful. I hope you've enjoyed this study, and I hope you'll tune back in. But until next week, let's continue to study. Continue to grow, continue to encourage one another and build up and fortify our faith.